All right, we're here with Austin Cindric. Austin, great run out there. Maybe give a little talk about your day out there in the 22.
Yeah, I mean, finish-wise, I think we overachieved a little bit. I think I could have made some better moves on the short run to try and get a stage win or two there. But overall, another great performance as far as unloading close with something brand new. I think we've done that three times successfully, and proud of my team. This is the first weekend now that we get to adjust on it. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Got to debrief with my guys and come up with a good game plan. But proud of the effort by the PPG4 Mustang. Give a shout out to Harrison, two guys from Cannon School, finishing 1-2 at Homestead. So not too shabby. So I'll take it and move on and try and do one more better tomorrow.
Great. Thank you, Austin. If you have a question for Austin, please click the raise hand button or hit me with the message in the chat and we'll get to you. We'll start off with Stephen Taranto. Stephen, go ahead.
Austin, if I think about your career to date so far, you've won races in pretty dramatic fashion. And the past couple weeks, you've been involved in some pretty dramatic finishes. But this is Charlotte, you were second. Today, you were second. Is there anything in particular, any particular skill that it takes to be able to take the win in a close race like that? Or is it just mostly opportunity, luck, etc.?
I think it's a mix of opportunity, but you know, if you look back to my first year in this series, I made a lot of mistakes, and I haven't tried any less since those mistakes. I've just learned from them, so I think that's what makes you stronger as a driver and stronger as a person, be able to make the mistakes and have the confidence to know that you're going to be able to improve yourself and better yourself, and that takes a great group behind me. And I've always said I've got a great group of people. I think we have some small gains to make before we can win every weekend. But with the exception of being wrecked out of Bristol, we've led every single race since Phoenix. And I think that says something. But at the same time, we've been able to finish out and put it together. So I'm proud of that effort. I'm proud of as far as I've come. I mean, the first time I ever raced here, I did not have the confidence to run the wall. Last year, I learned what I needed, and today I applied that. I ran the wall today at this track more than I ever have. Felt like I was the first one really up there to make it work. So a lot of personal strides, but at the same point, tired of losing. But losing in this sport means that you're close to winning.
All right. So thank you very much.
Next question for us, we'll go to Luis Torres from Motorsports Tribune. Luis, go ahead.
Hey, Austin. I hope you can hear me. All right. Yep. Speaking of, you said that now going into tomorrow, you'll finally make some adjustments. How essential is that going to be considering the race is 3 hours earlier than the start of today's race?
I think time of day is important, but the fact that we're not going to have practice till God knows when, and this is the most direct comparison you'll probably ever get, even with practice, as far as being able to adjust on your car. Yeah, it's a three-hour time difference, but when it's hot as balls, I'm not sure it really matters. So hopefully we can make some gains tomorrow, or maybe go backwards, but we'll learn from it. And, you know, I think here in Kentucky are really important for that, getting set up for the playoffs and improving our packages.
Thank you.
Thanks, dude. You too.
We'll take the next one from pool reporter Chris Knight. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Austin, you had a fast car at the early stage tomorrow. Does that put you in a better position for tomorrow's race, do you think?
I think that's generous thinking, but honestly, I felt like as the track gained rubber is when I got the worst, and there's going to be more rubber on the track tomorrow. Like I said, I think we overachieved finishing second after stage two. I really threw the anchor, got way too loose. Really was just trying not to risk the car at that point. It was really hard to run up high, but I couldn't run anywhere else. So overall, to be able to come back and what was probably going to be a fifth place finish to finish second, I think that's the gain on the day.
All right. Thank you, Austin.
Thank you.
Any more questions for Austin Cindric? All right, I think we're good. Austin, thanks a lot. Thanks for your time. Great run out there, bud.
Cool, thank you.